Hi, welcome back to the SMHR Heads podcast. I'm your host, Gideon Tong, and you're listening to the podcast where we as Christian teens talk about our lives and what we do as youth. So don't forget that we're now taking listener messages, so you can call in at 484-519-0077 and leave a voicemail, and we will play it at the next episode. All right, so today we're going to be talking about
pet peeves. And then later we'll be talking about introverts versus extroverts.
Yeah. So if you didn't catch our last episode, we actually have a guest again. So last episode and this episode, our guest is Daniel. So Daniel, quick one sentence about who you are.
I am going to be a freshman this year, I guess.
Freshman at college, high school?
In high school.
High school.
And...
those two are siblings.
Okay, let's move on. So who wants to start off? Who has like the biggest pet peeve?
I got you.
Go ahead, Eric.
I hate it when people chew with their mouth open.
That
smacking sound, just if I can even hear it, I'm literally just trying my best not to yell at them to close their mouth.
Okay, look, like I feel like that's just like a general annoyance,
like,
though.
Like,
no, like when is a pet peeve like just something?
Yeah, what's the difference
just
between
like a general,
like,
ooh, something
that's a good thing.
I think it's sometimes for me it's just like they're being rude, not like it really bothers me.
Yeah, what's the difference between a pet peeve and like something a societal?
Oh yeah,
no. When they're above a certain age. Let's take my little brother, for example. He's still in elementary school, and he still smacks. I'm like, okay, you're young. I can probably, like, hold it in for a little. But, like,
right.
If you're, like, in high school or, like, in college even, and it's just
oh my gosh.
Like, shouldn't you have learned already? Like, I feel like at this point, you're just doing it just to, like, whip on people.
Just fight people, yeah.
I always thought, like, pet peeves were, like, things that were, like, constantly annoying you because people were doing it so often.
Ooh.
That like even if you didn't react to it, like it doesn't matter whether or not you react to it, it's just like that annoyed you so much because you just saw it all the time.
For me, I always thought pet peeves were just like specific annoying things that like usually it's like unique that like bother you.
Some are unique, some are like
According to a dictionary, it says a pet peeve is something that a particular person finds especially annoying.
So it's more unique to each
person. And then their example was, one of my biggest pet peeves is poor customer service.
So
it's not like limited to like societal norms because like the customer service is supposed to be nice.
Right.
But I think it's just something that's like more personal to you.
Yeah, it like takes you off.
Like
extra,
I think it's like where you take
people.
Personal offense to it.
Yes.
Yeah. Personal offense.
I'm offended when you chew with your mouth open.
Personally.
Yeah. So there you go.
I feel like, I don't know, sometimes there are certain things that just annoy me a lot and I just don't react to it because I don't. Like, sometimes I just feel like, oh, I'll just give up because it's not worth it anymore. It's not worth the fight anymore. So I'm just like,
all right.
What are some of those?
Yes.
Things?
So sometimes, I guess I'll tell a story. So,
story time.
Sometimes, like, I go out with people and I wouldn't call myself an introvert. Like, so according to the Myers-Briggs personality test, I'm like pretty much 50-50. So I'm not really like either introvert or extrovert, but like I do get tired if like people just like wear off their energy on me. So like they'll keep wanting to like go out, and I'm just like I just want to go home. And it's like at some point I just like give up, and I'm like, all right, we'll just go wherever you want to go.
Oh, so like let's say it's like 9 o'clock and they want to go out, but you want to go home and sleep. So you're like, okay, let's just go out till 12.
Or
then at 12
maybe
you're
you
like,
should say something.
Oh, let's go somewhere else. Then
it's
you're like, okay, I don't care at this point, let's just go.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not like I'm tired, like sleepy kind of tired. It's like they've worn out my energy. So I'm not going to go home and sleep. I'm going to go home and do work. But like, it's like all the hanging out that's led up to like that 9 p.m. mark. It's like, I'm just ready to go home. I've had my share of going out for the day, and I want to go home and just like chill and like relax. Maybe do some work, maybe not do some work. I'll probably end up doing work anyways, but like I'm not gonna go to sleep. I just want to go home.
For me, I feel like I like going out. Like I would be the person who's like, hey, do you want to do this too? And like I don't know, just
okay.
Fun.
So what the reverse?
What about you, Daniel? Do you have any pet peeves?
Ooh, I don't know if I really have a pet peeve, or I can't think of one right now.
It's something you just hate.
I know a common pet peeve is eating things wrong. I personally do not have that pet peeve, but I like to do it to annoy other people.
He's one of those.
Oh,
so, like, if
so
I got...
No wonder you two are at opposite ends of the
aisle.
Oh,
so
my
he's
gosh.
At school, and people are like, that's the guy who eats string cheese, like...
Bite, yeah. Bite, bite.
Okay, if you guys have no idea what they just said, so string cheese is string cheese, and Daniel's the type of guy to just take a bite out of it instead of peeling.
Wait, so do you bite your Oreos?
My Oreos.
Or do you
like,
peel them up?
Do you disassemble your Oreos, or do you actually eat your Oreos?
Depends on how I feel.
Like, if I want all of it together, I just...
Yeah.
But if it's not, I'm like, okay, I just want to, like, really eat the cream at one point, so I just eat, like,
okay,
you know?
I see. I see.
Wait,
I used to do
wait,
that.
Wait, so what is
like,
the natural agreed-upon way of eating an Oreo? Because I always bite it.
I always bite it.
Oh, I used to take it apart and then, you know, eat it separately,
yeah.
But now I'm too lazy to do that.
Same,
just
eat it.
Oh, if I'm feeling like, this is too much cookie, I'll just take it apart, eat the cream, and just throw
what?
The cookie.
Oh,
why would you do that?
Or give the cookie
what
to someone else.
What is this wasteful?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, give it to someone
but
else.
But
yeah.
The thing is that I never get Oreos unless it's like at an outing. So
that's
always so
yeah,
there's always someone else to eat it for me. So like
that's actually my complaint with Oreos is because you always go out and eat it. Like, so we're out, and there's like no milk. But, like, I feel like Oreos is best with milk.
It does.
That's
it's
so,
so good.
Yeah,
it's so good with milk.
I've never had it with milk.
What?
Yeah.
It's literally meant for milk.
Yeah.
Alright.
Because you can put the fork in the cream and you put it in. It's so
good. So good.
Wait. I have a question.
Yeah.
Are you one of those people who takes a Kit Kat and doesn't break it apart at the same time?
Depends on how much I want to annoy someone.
That's Daniel's measurement.
Okay. If I know someone does not like it, then I'll eat it wrong. But if I'm like by myself, I'll eat it correctly.
Oh my god. Wait, honestly, I don't get annoyed when people just bite into it, but I can see why it's like, because it's not like, you know, you don't break it apart, you just eat over the lines. But like, I don't get annoyed.
Wait, so if you're eating breakfast with someone, do you, and like you're eating cereal, do you pour the milk in and then put the cereal in after?
Cereal first.
I do milk first.
Let's hear your reason.
Look, the main reason is a lot of times, my mom wants me to microwave my milk because she's super like, oh, don't drink cold things, don't eat cold things. So the thing is, if I put in my cereal first and then put my milk and then microwave it, then like it gets super soggy because the cereal's with the milk gets microwaved.
Right.
But if I put in the milk first, then microwave it,
yeah.
and then put in the cereal won't be as soggy.
Wait, that makes sense.
Right.
Okay.
But-
So that's why.
I think it's
now
just like an Asian
person.
I just raised more questions now. Because
yeah,
why are you microwaving your
milk?
No, because my mom is super drink and eat warm things.
That's amazing.
It's
bad for you. Yeah.
So every time you eat breakfast, it's like this warm, gross milk thing. It's
okay.
Sort of like
No, it's actually good.
Cereal.
Like, you know how people have bedtime
DLTL?
Milk?
Oh, never mind.
You know how people have bedtime milk?
No,
my
that's not for you, because then your stomach will...
I know, but
anyway.
Like, traditionally it's supposed to be served warm, because
right.
it's like a nice, like,
right.
finisher for the night.
Yeah.
I used to have warm milk for my cereal, too, but, like,
oh.
I stopped doing that because
yeah.
I just didn't care enough.
Really? You drink warm? I don't get
it's,
that.
It's
it
actually good.
That.
It's good. It's really good.
Okay.
But I don't...
That sounds good.
I only do it because my mom tells me. So I, like, microwave it. I put, for the time I microwave it, I put it to where it won't be too hot, but it's long enough so that my mom doesn't
Please.
Get me. Yeah.
No, I actually enjoy warm milk. Like, just personally,
I
really
the funny thing
enjoy
is,
it.
I don't even eat breakfast, like, half the time because I'm late for school.
Lol.
I just, like,
same.
Eat my lunch in A period, in first period. And then, yeah.
As your breakfast?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't eat cereal.
Yeah. You don't even eat it with milk.
Oh yeah, I just eat cereal plain.
Wow.
Yeah. If I
it
were to,
it depends how flavorful the cereal is.
That's true.
Is.
Yeah.
If it's like plain cereal, then
yeah, it's good. It's just like munchy stuff.
Yeah, where are the crisp rice?
Like,
but
you're away,
because
you were like making a mess.
That's
so.
True.
Spill
should
all
I like
the couch?
Yeah.
I have a question. Do you guys like Cheerios? Like,
I
not even honey
Cheerios.
Nut, just like
I,
regular
yeah.
Cheerios.
I like Okay, my favorite Cheerios are the pumpkin spice Cheerios.
The reason why
I found out about them, because I was at a swimmy and my friend had pumpkin spice Cheerios because her mom bought them, but she didn't like them. So she gave the entire box to me because she had two boxes. Like, one of them was open, but the second one doesn't. So in our house, we had pumpkin spice Cheerios for like a long time, and they were so good.
Oh, that sounds good.
If they were so good, they wouldn't have existed in our house for a long
time. That's true. But they are
so good.
Because this was in like May, but I don't know why they sold pumpkin spice. Maybe it was like, you know how
apparently it's like the cheapest time to buy like Christmas stuff is after Christmas. So
right.
They're just trying to get rid of it.
6 months later.
Six months still. Pumpkin spice Cheerios. Plus a little more because you took a long time to finish.
All right, well, this is where we're going to take our swish break. Don't forget, we're taking listener messages. So don't forget to call us at 484-519-0077. The number is
484-519-0077.
Hey!
I'll never remember it.
What?
HR Hands Podcast. Before the break, we were talking about
pet peeves.
Pet peeves. And now we're going to be talking about introverts versus extroverts. Who is an introvert here?
Wait, what? Introvert.
Who's an extrovert?
I mean, according to the test.
So what test are you talking about?
I took the 16 personalities.
Yeah.
So the Myers-Briggs personality test, if you've never heard of it, we'll link it down below.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, it's this supposed to be a scientific test that determines your personality traits, basically. And when you take the test, there's like a score, and the first letter of the score you're given is whether or not you're introvert or extrovert.
Yes. I or an E.
Doesn't that make you an extrovert then?
No, I got an I.
Oh.
Yeah.
I
got mediator. So like I like to mediate. Yeah.
Oh wow.
It was the same as like a year or 2 years ago. So I think I answered differently. It's not so bad being in open areas. Before I was like, nah, I don't want to be like, I prefer staying alone on the weekend, and that's like my favorite. But now I'm like not so sure. I like going out more.
So before the break, I actually took the test like 4 years ago, and I was like 57% introvert, so I was like a little more introvert than extrovert. But I just retook the test during the break, and now I'm like 57% extrovert. So I guess I'm like mildly more extrovert now than before.
For me, I took it a while ago, and I think it was super close, like in the middle. But now I took it, but it was under pressure, and I couldn't concentrate. So I don't know how accurate the results are, but I got 66% extrovert and 33% introvert.
I didn't take the test. I'm just pretty sure I'm introverted, so I think I've become more extroverted over the years.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
But
don't know if that's just natural, like, with maturity.
Like when you're older, you're just
naturally
more.
I guess the official definition is how you lose energy. Like, introverts lose energy from being with people, so they need to go home and be by themselves to charge up, whereas extroverts, they're tired on their own, they get bored, and so they need, like, call up friends and call people to be with when they work on projects. So they have that energy with people.
When I work on projects, I prefer to be alone because I can concentrate better,
yeah.
But I don't know.
Interesting.
I feel like I lose energy either way.
Well, yeah.
If I'm with people too long, I'll be like, I want to go home. If I'm home too long, I'll be like, I want to go hang out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, I mean, that's just like a life balance, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I also did not take the test, but I remember taking this different type of test where it's like it categorizes you into like four different things.
Mm-hmm.
The only ones I remember is lion and advisor.
Lion.
And which means like lion is like the most extroverted.
Oh dang.
While advisor was sort of like in between. And I got a really strong lion. And I feel the same way as I did a few years ago.
Yeah.
And but like the thing about like that test is it also told you like weaknesses of like your thing. Like Lion, it's like you're a leader, you're out there, you're able to make friends easily.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're also brash, you're arrogant, and you have a massive ego. Which is totally me.
Yep.
The reason I also remember advisor is because that was my second highest like category, where advisor is more of a like a like advisor is more of a like a you're like kinda you're really chill, you're laid back, and like you can take a step back, but you're also sometimes too passive. So it's like a weird mix between the two.
A weird mix, yeah.
Like
they're
I
like opposites though.
Yeah, they're like I don't know, maybe I'm like I have like the dissociative disorder where I have two things in my mind and
yeah.
I'm always trying to
was
control.
It schizophrenia? Yeah, multiple
or bipolar.
Bipolar.
Yeah.
I'm not bipolar.
And there it is.
What about you? I did not take the test either, but I think I'm an introvert because I like to stay at home a lot and do things on my own. But if I have like nothing to do, I'll get really bored by myself. So I also like being with people. So I might say I'm an ambivert, but
ambivert.
I feel like I'm more than middle. I do feel like I'm kind of introverted sometimes. I don't know why I was like 66% extroverted.
I think you're pretty extroverted.
Really?
Yeah,
yeah,
you seem
so
pretty extroverted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe not
maybe
as much as me.
I think you're very social.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Like you just say random things.
Yeah.
To like
I can start conversations. Go to do it. I remember during YSMP that one time, we were like sitting in a restaurant, and then we were like us six guys are like from the same church. We're all sitting at one table. We're like all afraid to talk to other churches. And then you come up to us and you're like, guys, why aren't you like talking to other people and getting to know them? I'm like, yeah, that's a good idea. I'll do that later.
You have to talk to
yeah, it's
you.
True. Now I'm like,
but that's
yeah.
your philosophy, right? That's like the philosophy of an extrovert.
I don't know. In my opinion, one of the downfalls of being like too extroverted like me is that I kind of have no shame.
Oh.
Like, I don't really like, I know, like, a lot of extroverts kind of feel like they have to live up to, like, what they... But a lot of us also, like, we have no shame. Like, we're up to do
right.
anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, even if
I
it's, like, unless it's, like, really, like, morally wrong or, like, lawfully, like, really, really lawfully wrong, like, such as, like, murder or kidnapping. Like...
Hold on.
I'm pretty sure I would be, like, down to, like, steal stuff or, like,
wait,
lie.
That is morally wrong, though.
Yeah.
Wait,
like,
yeah.
You just...
I know, but like extremely morally wrong.
Okay, yeah.
Like, that's what I mean.
Like where's
you'd
the
be
line
down
then?
To steal
like, felonies.
I mean, I have, like, no shame. Like, I don't really care.
I
don't
think it's no shame.
Confession.
Just, like...
Well, then where's the line of what you would do?
I'm not gonna kill someone.
You're not gonna kill someone, but you would hurt someone.
I'm not gonna hurt someone.
You're not gonna hurt someone.
No.
Okay.
Do you consider stealing from someone, hurting them?
Ooh,
maybe from, like, a big business.
Guys, you see it right here. Never be partners with Eric. Never send him your homework.
Hey, where'd my phone go?
Hold on.
I don't know. I think that's just one of the downfalls. Like,
yeah.
I don't think that's something that really
not
say that applies to extroverts.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't know.
Maybe the part
you
about
being understand
too
Eric.
Sensitive to some people, like you're just trying to be friendly with everyone,
and
that you might.
Yeah,
so
we're too brash.
Too.
We're too like
really introverted.
We're too out there. Like we force ourselves on like.
Yeah, when
like,
some introverts might feel like you're
we're
like
attacking them.
Right, or like not understanding.
Like the
them.
Ryan is the lion's the mulling the advisor, like that.
Mm.
Even though we're just trying to like have a good time, like play fighting, you know.
What?
Yeah, I feel like I don't know. It's like sometimes I feel like I don't really want to do anything, but like it depends on like people, right? Like sometimes if like I enjoy hanging with people, it's like it's all right, it's pretty chill. But then like sometimes it's like they're just like normal friends, people I don't hang out with like that often. It's like I don't want to hang out with them for that long. It's like you know that annual like hike or like that annual like getting dinner with that kid is like good enough for me.
That's true.
Like the family friend who like you don't even know.
Yeah.
No. Like actual friends. It's just like you don't have time to see them.
Annual?
It's like,
that's a long time.
Like the person you say hi to when you walk by them.
Yeah. And that's it.
And that's the only interaction.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that basically just what introverts are? When they're comfortable, they're happy. But when they're not, they prefer to be on.
Isn't that everyone? If you're
comfortable,
you're happy.
I think so.
You're
it depends
not.
On where.
No, but like for me, like if I'm like not comfortable, I'll still try to make the best out of it. Like a lot of the introverts I talk to, they prefer just to get out.
Well, I can actually see that. I think maybe.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Like if I'm in like a prestigious setting or like I would be super quiet and not say anything. Like
prestigious.
Let's say it's like an award ceremony for something or like if people I don't know that well. I would just stay quiet and like be polite, but then I don't know. Is that just normal?
Like a formal setting?
Yeah, like a formal
setting.
I think
in a formal setting. Yeah.
I think it's supposed to be called being polite.
Being polite.
Instead of being like out there.
In a more like comfortable, like casual setting, it might be seen as like you're like
cold.
Kind of reserving yourself. Yeah, like not a little, like uncomfortable even a bit. Unconsciously.
All right, I think I'm gonna wrap it up.
Can I wrap it up?
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Don't forget, we are taking listener messages. You can call in or leave us a message at 484-519-0077. That once again, that's 484-519-0077. You can catch us on our website at smhrheads.com. Our Instagram is at smhrheadspodcast. Our Twitter is smhrheads. And you can also visit on Facebook. We just got a Facebook page.
Whoa!
It's not made yet, but I mean, you can visit us at our link and like our page before anything's made.
Yeah.
Bye.
Check us out on Podbean.
Shout out to Nathan.
Yeah. The only guy on the
podcast. Okay, so
I'm the second guy, and someone joined before me.